A Column of Fire by Ken Follett. Read for you by John Lee. Ned Willard came home to Kingsbridge in a snowstorm. He sailed upstream from Coombe Harbour in the cabin of a slow barge, loaded with cloth from Antwerp and wine from Bordeaux. When he reckoned the boat was at last nearing Kingsbridge, he wrapped his French cloak more tightly around his shoulders, pulled the hood over his ears, stepped out onto the open deck, and looked ahead. At first, he was disappointed. All he could see was falling snow. But his longing for a sight of the city was like an ache, and he stared into the flurries, hoping. After a while, his wish was granted, and the storm began to lift. A surprise patch of blue sky appeared. Gazing over the tops of the surrounding trees, he saw the tower of the cathedral, 405 feet high, as every Kingsbridge Grammar School pupil knew. The stone angel that watched over the city from the top of the spire had snow edging her wings today, turning the tips of her feathers from dove grey to bright white. As he looked, a momentary sunbeam struck the statue and gleamed off the snow, like a benison. Then the storm closed in again and she was lost from view. He saw nothing except trees for a while, but his imagination was full. He was about to be reunited with his mother after an absence of a year. He would not tell her how much he had missed her, for a man should be independent and self-sufficient at the age of 18. But most of all, he had missed Marjorie. He had fallen for her, with catastrophic timing, a few weeks before leaving Kingsbridge to spend a year in Calais, the English-ruled port on the north coast of France. Since childhood, he had known and liked the mischievous, intelligent daughter of Sir Reginald Fitzgerald. When she grew up, her impishness had taken on a new allure, so that he found himself staring at her in church, his mouth dry and his breath shallow. He had hesitated to do more than stare, for she was 3 years younger than he, but she knew no such inhibitions. They had kissed in the Kingsbridge graveyard, behind the concealing bulk of the tomb of Prior Philip, the monk who had commissioned the cathedral 4 centuries ago. There had been nothing childish about their long, passionate kiss. Then she had laughed and run away. But she kissed him again the next day, and on the evening before he left for France, they admitted that they loved one another. For the first few weeks, they exchanged love letters. They had not told their parents of their feelings. It seemed too soon, so they could not write openly. But Ned confided in his older brother, Barney, who became their intermediary. Then Barney left Kingsbridge and went to Seville. Marjorie, too, had an older brother, Rollo. But she did not trust him the way Ned trusted Barney. And so the correspondence ended.